A group of 55 non-governmental organizations published a letter Monday calling for a new Paris peace conference because of a severe deterioration in the state of human rights and democracy in Cambodia. The letter was released on the 26th anniversary of the Paris peace agreements that ended conflict in the Southeast Asian country. The NGOs called on United Nations General Secretary Antonio Guterres, Indonesian President Joko Widodo, and French President Emmanuel Macron to take decisive action. The agreements ended war between Cambodia and Vietnam in 1991. They permitted the United Nations to control Cambodia's government as the country created a system of democratic elections. The letter noted that countries that signed the accord are required to consult with members of the Paris Conference if the agreements are not being upheld. The NGOs wrote, "We respectfully submit that your obligation to take concrete action under the Paris peace agreements has now been triggered as a result of the severe deterioration in the state of human rights and democracy in Cambodia in recent weeks and months."
Last month, Cambodian police arrested opposition Cambodia National Rescue Party Chief Khum Sokha. They charged him with treason. They said he was working with the United States to overthrow the ruling Cambodian People's Party. Critics say the arrest shows Prime Minister Hun Sen strengthening his attacks on political opponents as the country prepares for a national election next July. Since Khum Sokha's arrest, about 20 CNRP lawmakers, along with Deputy Presidents Mu Sakhua and Ong Chai Yang and party activists, have fled Cambodia. Hun Sen has threatened to shut down the opposition and give its seats in parliament and its commune councillor positions to parties that support the government.
Since August, the government has expelled the U.S.-funded NGO, the National Democratic Institute, and suspended the operations of 20 radio stations that broadcast reports and programs by U.S. broadcasters Radio Free Asia and Voice of America. It also told the English-language Cambodia Daily newspaper that it must pay a large tax. The newspaper was forced to close. In the letter, the 55 NGOs said that unless things change, the vote next year has no chance of legitimacy. They called for the Paris conference to meet again for an emergency summit to discuss the state of Cambodian democracy and ways to convince Cambodia's government to change its policies.
Phil Robertson is the Deputy Asia Director of Human Rights Watch. He released a statement that was added to the letter. He noted that the United States, the United Nations, and international groups have spent billions of dollars to support Cambodia's democratic development. He said, "It is concerning that the international community has remained largely silent about the actions of Hun Sen." He urged the nations that signed the Paris agreements to stop Hun Sen from making his destruction of democracy and disregard for human rights the new normal for Cambodia. CNRP chief Khom So Kha wrote a letter from prison that was published Monday on his Facebook page. He said he supported the calls for signatories of the peace accords to gather for an urgent meeting about Cambodia. He said his country's government has been marching against the spirit of the Paris Peace Accords. The CNRP leader added that issuing statements alone is not enough and urged members of the international community to take actual measures to prevent the government from victimizing the Cambodian people.
Hun Sen has dismissed suggestions that his government had violated the peace accords. The Prime Minister said that calling for the signatories of the agreement to meet again was outdated and cannot be realized because four Cambodian political parties that were present at the time would have to be recreated. He said, "Now there is only a single Cambodian party, and that is my legitimate government here." I'm Kaveh Razai.
And I'm Dorothy Gundy.